This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Done that before though, right?
I kind of like this one.
Boop, 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 boop.
La, 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 la.
Dee, 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 dee. Let's take on the world here in this hour of the Thursday DJV experience. It's the 12th of October, and joining all of us together as we contact the living Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and as they used to say in the old TV shows, yours truly, Doug Steffen. What does that mean, yours truly? I am truly yours. I am everyone's. I am a child of the universe. I am... you remember that? Who did that? That was like back in the... Ken Nordine. Who would remember that? All right, so, Kara, here's your first assignment, to find a copy of the audio of Ken Nordine's treatise on the world. It was a recording, but it wasn't a song. He was a Canadian disc jockey. And I think it was like, I wouldn't say...
You do things like this when our demographic is too young, right?
Well, I do that because I think that there is something in what he says. And so at some point in the near future, after we talk about what's going on in California, it might be an
interesting thing. She'll be fast. Kara's got those big, fast Googling fingers.
Yeah, I might have them. The internet's not giving me much back.
What, on Ken Nordine?
On his treatise, or whatever we're talking about.
All right. Well, just look for I Am a Child of the Universe. We'll go from there. California. And with the old Here I Come, right back where I started from. 21 dead now, 23 dead, somewhere in the 20s. The numbers keep going up. And the number of people evacuated. Stories, one involving a 90-year-old couple who didn't make it out. 100-year-old Charles Rippey and his 98-year-old wife, Sarah, died in the wildfires going through wine country. I told you the story yesterday of Maria Trilogy, who is a part of this program. Her son died in the fire. This story continues, and I don't know. The fires in Southern California, Jennifer, seem to be in control. They seem to be headed toward where they need to go, and that's out. But the smoke and the flames, the mess in Northern California continues. And I don't know whether, you know, you look at the story.
0% contained, or at least it was when I went to bed last night, and 45% containment in Southern California. And even though there were some school closures yesterday, it's getting a lot better. But these people up in Northern California are just, it went from like 12 fires, and then it was 17 fires. Now it was up to 22 different fires that are burning up there all at the same time, which makes it extremely difficult to get a handle on it when there are all these different, completely different areas that are burning together. It's bad news.
So the conspiratorialists are having quite a good time. Several items that perhaps we ought to either laugh about or underscore or ignore or put an end to or say, oh, my God, that makes sense. One of them has to do with the fact there were fires that were set, that were much, you know, if you look at the area in the map, Santa Rosa, San Jose, the whole area is Silicon Valley. North of Santa Rosa is Silicon Valley, but the fires, according to some, may have been set to destroy or try to destroy what is the infrastructure of much of technology, not only for our country, but for the world. And so somebody said to me yesterday, one of my conspiratorial friends said, yep, the Russians are behind this. And then I realized, or I wondered whether he realized, that Russian money involved in technology to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars, that is, Putin and his pals have invested so much money in all of the technology giants. You know, we talk about the Russian influence in our country or in the world. And as those guys continue to take over whatever money whatever sources of money there are in Russia, they don't reinvest it in Russia. They invest it here. So I'm not sure that that story holds any water. But one of the stories that may hold water, and this is a study that not many people know about, after each one of these fires, somebody inside the government in the last 14 or 15 years has looked at the people who have died and analyzed their lives. And in many instances, and I can't give you the names because I don't know the names, and I'm probably sound like some guy who's full of old shoes, but it just makes for interesting conversation. And I don't think it trivializes the danger and the damage that's been done. But in the last four or five really serious fires that have taken place in California, Jennifer, there has been apparently, as they look through the list of the people who've died, some serious gangster, mobster, drug cartel leader, somebody's been killed, and it was buried. The reality is that these people were knocked off around or in the fire, and so nobody paid any attention to it. The person who died. Now, whether that makes any sense or it doesn't or not, there's a lot of that stuff. And so I guess I don't really care about those people. I don't care about that. I care about these folks like the 90-year-old, 100-year-old couple. Other people have lost everything. But it does make it more interesting. There's always something behind what goes on. You know, you wonder out loud, why is it that so many tragedies are taking place this year? What is there about this year? And they're just, depending on your source, what you believe, how you believe it, there are a lot of different explanations for it. And some people are comfortable with some of them and some people aren't. But the point is that these things are happening. And you look at the results of them, the Puerto Rican hurricane, 45 now is the death toll there. Has been 3 weeks. They're still uncovering the mess. They still don't have any power. They don't have any. They have nothing. I mean, people are bringing stuff. They're trying to get things there. Two people have died from leptospirosis,
which I didn't even know was a thing that humans get, because my dogs get vaccinated for lepto.
Yes.
So I didn't even know. I don't know what that is.
It is called lepto. Yes, that's what people call it. Yep.
Isn't that because there are dead animals in the water now?
In the water, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. All kinds of dead. So the island needs to be bulldozed. Holes dug, bury, everything like this. You just need to get rid of all of this waste, this destruction, this horror. And
what's scabies, by the way? Because apparently the mayor said that they have cases of scabies now. Isn't that something you get on a pirate ship?
Scabies is...
Or is that scurvy?
I remember.
You're thinking of scurvy.
Scabies. Yeah.
Scabies, I think, is like a skin thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Where it
you...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a rash.
But what it is, what these things are bringing up is how
dirty
vulnerable...
water, right?
Yeah, well, things that we've overcome by living in the modern world. Things that we... You know, this was commonplace. All this stuff was commonplace back 300-400 years ago. And it was very, in Europe especially, I don't know what, you know, there wasn't enough on record here. You don't know what was what. But over in Europe, when there were, you know, the plague was basically the same sort of thing, where something that we basically don't have anymore because of the way we live in most places. But there's, you know, you can go to places in Africa and in Asia, even parts of South America, and find living conditions almost unthinkable. And drinking water is the main reason. When the drinking water gets contaminated, that's how we have to have water in our system. We have to. We can live for, what is it? I didn't think this is quoted in that movie, The Mountain Between Us. The number of days you can live without food, the number of days you can live without water, and the number of hours you can live without air. And so... But there's that focus, and because we are so separated from it, because we've cleaned the earth up as much as we have, we don't realize these things can come back again. But yeah, dogs are they are protected. I've forgotten about that. Thank you, Victoria, for reminding me about that.
Sure.
So what's going on with that this, because our connection to Puerto Rico through this shelter for animals that you support down there and work with, what do you hear, if anything, from down there regarding anything that's worthy of reporting?
Unfortunately, not a lot. I mean, we have 127 animals that we had to get, mostly dogs, a few cats, that we had to get out of the shelter before the storm hit because it completely leveled the shelter. So 23 dogs were living with our president, Lisa, president of the rescue. So they were in her house. Her house flooded. So 23 dogs and her two children were up on the second floor. And, I mean, so that's a disaster right there with the flooding with a lot of people's houses and the roofs can't put tarps on because they're worried about the moisture building up deadly mold and things like that. So just on a day-to-day basis, it's still a huge disaster. We were lucky enough, though, that we've raised enough money to get a Freedom Flight out. So we've got, I think it was 29 dogs landed in Newark Airport 2 days ago, and they're all with foster care now, and a lot of them were puppies born during the storm. And they're the cutest little things. If you want to be, they're going to be up for adoption soon, so you can always check out our Animal Lighthouse website. They're the cutest little pups.
What is it? Give us, and let's post it on Facebook, please.
Yeah, Animal Lighthouse is the name of our rescue, and the website is alrcares.org.
alrcares.org.
Yeah. Okay. So they're still taking any kind of donation. $10 is anything helps, and they're just trying to rebuild the shelter and get fresh water tanks because, you know, there's no power. 89% of the island still has no power, so there's no way to refrigerate medicine for humans or animals that need it. So that's a huge issue. They're trying to buy a generator. So we've just been trying to raise money as much as possible.
Mm. All right. So we'll post that facebook.com/DJV show. Here's something that is food for thought. Those of you who are in business, let me direct your attention to ZipRecruiter.com, another great website that we also, from time to time, ought to just refresh people's memories about by putting it up on our Facebook and social media pages. Facebook and ZipRecruiter, what a great combination, or any of the social media sites, because that's a lot of times where conversation begins with so many different things, including people who are looking for jobs. They might put on Facebook, I'm looking for this, that, or the other thing. Can you just tell me where to go to find somebody who fits these qualifications? That's a good way of doing it, but it's time-consuming. Here's a way that doesn't consume a lot of time that gets you guaranteed results almost immediately. That's what happens at ZipRecruiter.com. This is their business, so it is their highest priority. If you're hiring and you don't know where to post your job, and you are looking around on social media for the best candidate, how about doing what I'm suggesting here? Try it. Won't cost you anything, because if you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, it'll be free the first time. 80% of employers in our country are using ZipRecruiter, and they get quality and sometimes quantity if you're looking for a number of people, but both those things are important. You get the best possible matches at ZipRecruiter.com. And I am here to tell you, this is the smartest way to hire. And again, why wouldn't you try it? You're curious about it, so you want to try it free, no obligation whatsoever? Then you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Pretty simple, straightforward. Get the right recruit. Get the right hire. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get a free security check for your PC. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28, install only. See associate for details.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
One of the things we have been talking about musically this week is the Somos Live Benefit Concert starring Mark Anthony, Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez. They're coming together to host the concert One Voice Somos Live. First time in Spanish television history, Telemundo and Univision are joining forces to broadcast the event at the same time. Somos Live taking place this weekend on Saturday evening at the Miami Marlins Park, the stadium there. So beside Mark Anthony, Camila, Nicky Jam, DJ Khalid, Daddy Yankee. I don't know who he is.
Him too.
Nacho Prince Royce, Romeo Santos, Alejandro Sanz, bringing themselves into the performance. Let's see here. At the same time, from the NBC studios in L.A., Demi Lovato, Maroon 5, Ricky Martin, Gwen Stefani, Stevie Wonder, Chris Martin, Jamie Foxx, Mary J. Blige, Andra Day, Maxwell, and Julia Michaels are on the lineup for the broadcast event, airing at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Again, Telemundo and Univision. NBC is in. They're going to join the third hour. I think Telemundo. No. One of them belongs to NBC, and I can't remember. I think it's Telemundo. So that's how they're involved in this. Jennifer and Mark Anthony's Somos Una Voz is an alliance of artists to aid those in need from the effects of the disasters in Mexico, Puerto Rico, here in the U.S., a lot of areas affected in the Caribbean, food, shelter, medicine, communications in these areas still down. The funds raised will benefit the following organizations: Feeding America, Save the Children, Habitat for Humanity, Unidos for Puerto Rico, The United Way, and UNICEF. All of them are... I would put a stamp on that and say that's an okay.
You know, it's interesting that there's no Red Cross mentioned here.
Yeah, well, I think people are getting wise to that.
And I know think
it's
so.
Controversial and don't put them in. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Good for them. And how do they get? How does Mark Anthony, do we know, get along with Alex Rodriguez?
If you believe the tabloids, he approves of A-Rod for J-Lo.
Really? Okay. All right. And how much time do the two of them spend with their children? They have two children together, don't they?
Yeah,
they seem to have pictures with the kids. I mean, they seem to be co-parenting a lot.
Good.
But who knows? Right. I mean, they probably have a staff.
Yeah, staff. Yes, let's have some staff. Let's see what's going on. The Harvey Weinstein thing hasn't made it into our head yet today, but looks like Jay-Z is going to take care of that conversationally for us as far as this is concerned. His stake in the company apparently is up for grabs because of all the money they're hemorrhaging from his lifestyle. So Jay-Z is in talks to buy his interest in what was the Weinstein Company. What is it? It's
they'll probably rename that, right?
Miramax. Miramax is a combination of the names of the mother and father of Harvey and his brother, Miriam and Max Weinstein, and that's why they call the company Miramax, in case you didn't know that. And apparently that's what they're going to go back to. It was known as that before, then Weinstein's ego got in the way and they changed the name of it to Weinstein. He has a 23% interest in the company, and so Jay-Z has a working relationship with the company and had with Harvey, apparently. And the producer, was it the Khalif Browder story? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is, actually. Yeah. I've heard about the Trayvon Martin miniseries, though.
Yeah.
That they're doing. But yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So, Harvey's out. People trying to, you know, circling the carcass, as you might expect. Because there is a lot of money involved, a lot of money at stake. And that's just the beginning. There are a lot of conversations about this that we'll have as the program continues. Now 28 past the hour, DJV time.
Center yourself, not on yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Life can get overwhelming at times, and when it does, it's important to step back and center yourself. Centering yourself is an important part of refueling yourself to give others your best. But whereas it's great to center yourself, it's also great to not be self-centered. There are a lot of people in the world. There's a lot of suffering and hurt. And although your suffering and hurt is equally as significant as everyone else's, it's helpful to remind yourself that no one else is coasting through life getting everything they want either. Just as it's important for you to center yourself because you can get overwhelmed, it's also important to remember that others are overwhelmed too. So center yourself by all means, but remember not to center solely on yourself. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Kohl's Home Sale is going on now. Stop in and pick up Cuddle Duds sheets for only $29.99. A 6-quart Instant Pot is just $99.99. A 6-quart New Wave Air Fryer is $129.99. And all Yankee Candles are 25% off. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more with promo code LEAF. You'll get Kohl's cash, too, right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid October 12th through 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
After the hour now on the Thursday edition of the DJV Show. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, or the individuals who are the unique personalities with perspectives that you find interesting. That's why you're here listening to Jennifer Horn or Victoria Keelan. It's at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria. Kara Schillen is at C Schillen, two L's, two N's, and I'm Doug Steffen. So Here we go into we're going to start calling this the disaster hour. This week, we've talked in this hour pretty much about these horrible fires and the horror of Harvey Weinstein. So now apparently he's suicidal. His daughter called to say that he was, according to the police report anyway, he was at his daughter's house when an argument spilled out onto the street. He was yelling to her from the street, "You're making it worse!" And then just flagged down some random car that was driving past, asked for a ride. The daughter convinced her father to go back into the house. And then the police department showed up, and officials say the officers responding to this call said the father was suicidal and depressed, but apparently he'd already gone. So I thought he was getting on his boat and going to some place for a rehab.
Well, he's in Arizona, apparently. He flew last night from L.A. to Arizona.
Because they said he went to Europe, but now they're saying he's in Arizona.
Yeah. Well, the story, I mean, for us to spend a lot of time on this at this point in time, the conversations I had, my son is involved, as many of you know, when I tell some of these stories on the air, much of it comes from his experience in the writing community and being friends with a number of these actors that are his age, that are, in this circumstance, disgusted by what is going on or has gone on. And most of them have, there's been a whisper campaign, apparently started by Woody Allen's son. And that's, if you are to track this back or trace it back, the child who hates his father is the child of the...
It's Ronan Farrow.
Ronan, that's his name. Yes, thank you. Have you heard this as well, Jennifer?
Yeah, he got. Well, it was a big news. I mean, big news. It was all. He was on CNN almost all day yesterday, and that was because NBC. He went to NBC because he works for MSNBC, and he went to them and said, "Look, we have this story, and I want to run it on Harvey Weinstein." And NBC squashed the story.
And that's when it went to the New York Times.
And then the New York Times also, I don't know if it was the same piece by Ronan or if it was a
same
different
sort
piece.
Same sort of thing, right.
But that's actually the media outlet that chose to run with it. But, you know, the fact that I just, if you know, you know, whether you're Hollywood who's benefiting from this guy's power or your politicians who's benefiting from this guy's money or your media organizations who are afraid to cross this guy, how can you be complicit in something like this? Like, if you know something's going on, say something. Right?
Let me give you what my son's theory is, okay? This is a generational thing. And the people, the actors who are my son's age, that is mid-30s to mid-40s, that range of male actors, is tired of all of this stuff going on and the innuendo, the suggestions, the stories about the actors who are in their 60s and 70s, many of them very powerful household names, television, movie stars, who have been, quote-unquote, getting away with sexual harassment for decades.
James Woods.
Well, there are stories around about Tom Selleck. I mean, you can go around and find any number of accusations that have been leveled, some of them with merit, some of them without merit, because now there's going to be a field day. Now there will be stories that either are true or not true. It'll be very difficult to find out. Suits galore, and because this is a culture. It started with the couch. And now instead of the couch, they don't have the casting couch, but there are among the half a dozen or so very expensive good hotels in Hollywood and Los Angeles, there are standing accounts for the heads and producers and directors to test, quote-unquote, screen test or go over lines with young would-be starlets. That's just part of the system. And whether you like it or you don't like it, this thing is the tip of an iceberg that goes so deep into the culture of Hollywood and the television and movie industry that it's sickening to hear some of the stories. And I noticed that we have a story that all of us have considered regarding Ben Affleck, and there's the continuing rumor about Matt Damon and whether he did or he didn't kill the story about Harvey Weinstein, because the two of them got their start in Good Will Hunting that was produced by Harvey Weinstein. So Affleck says he's saddened and angry that a man who I worked with used his position to intimidate sexually and manipulate women over decades. Now, Affleck knew what was going on, and so did Matt.
Apparently, yeah.
And whether or not they didn't want to, there's a certain amount of the same intimidation. Remember, these two guys came out of the projects in Boston. They wrote a story that attracted attention and then got them started in the field in which they chose to pursue. So at that time, and because they feel, quote-unquote, grateful, they have, you can draw the conclusion, whether it's accurate or it isn't, you can draw the conclusion that they didn't want to get into the business of piling on. So, there are so many different stories about Affleck and whether he inappropriately approached some women.
There's video of it.
Well, yeah, he had to apologize, actually.
Yeah.
You know, he's condemning Harvey Weinstein in one breath and apologizing in the other.
Well, here's what's really going on with Ben Affleck, according to...
And he looks drunk in both videos, by the way.
He's horribly depressed. He has sought help because apparently 3 or 4 days out of every week, he's so blasted and out of control because he's so depressed, because he knew that when he became unfaithful to Jennifer Garner, that his marriage was over. And whether he can help, you know, all these guys say, oh, I couldn't help myself. You know, that's BS. But he's been on suicide watch. People who are close to him say he's so depressed about his family falling apart because of his own actions.
Well, he looks pretty cozy with his new girlfriend, so...
Well, I think he has that.
I think,
you know, people who have those personalities, you can look that way. That doesn't mean you feel that way. I can look a lot of different ways. But if you get down to somebody's core and understand what they're all about...
Oh, I think he's got a lot of demons, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it.
Well, he's very self-destructive. I mean, we know he's a huge gambler. We know he has his substance abuse problems. I mean, he doesn't really hide that. I mean, he's been pretty forthright about this, which makes it even more disappointing if the story is true that he did know about Harvey Weinstein, because he seemed to be one of those straight shooters that wasn't trying to pull the wool over everyone's eyes.
He and Matt Damon are very popular among the workers because they're so easy to work with. They treat the help, however you want to describe them, the people they work with very well. They aren't like some of the people, like James Cameron has a horrible reputation of being brutal on the people that he works with. And that's not the rap that either Affleck or Damon have, or George Clooney, or any of that bunch, if you will, the Brad Pitt. That's a group. There's a whole cadre of camaraderie there with that bunch. And they know what was going on. But they didn't do anything about it.
No, but say what you will about Brad Pitt, but he actually did.
He tried to do something
when Gwyneth Paltrow was attacked by
Apparently
guy.
People witnessed at the time, now they're coming forward saying, oh yeah, I remember, they didn't know what it was about, but they saw Brad Pitt push Harvey Weinstein up against a wall with his finger in his chest, saying if you ever touch him again, there was some kind of Missouri whooping comment that Brad made or something. So he kind of was the only guy who really did stand up to him, and Brad was not even a big star then, but he could have had his entire career squashed too.
Right. So let's just for a moment understand not just the culture of Hollywood, but apparently this sort of thing goes on in the upper circles of the NFL. It goes on in the upper circles of politics. It goes on wherever there is power and the desire for control and a lot of money. That seems to be the culture of maledom, if you will. Men who ultimately are so insecure, but they have so much power and control and money that they can do things, and maybe even men who don't have power in terms of money, but they still somehow or other think they can, because they do, get away with horrible, heinous things, approaching women who, in some circumstances, just don't know what to do, or things happen so fast that it's just the culture of that kind of thinking is something that I, maybe I'll admit to my naivete, thinking that these sort of things, I don't want to think this kind of stuff goes on, but how much of our lives or how much of the lives of some of these people is so sexually deranged and yet they have their desire? I mean, you never know what really is going on in somebody. I know Meredith said to me once, and I guess I agree, you don't really know, never really know the other person. You can get close to somebody, but you're not in their head. So there's sometimes their wires get crossed, whatever it is. What really I am affected by the fact that this permeates life between men and women, not only in our country, but all around the world. It is, madness, whatever it is. But the fact that stuff all comes together as it does in all these circles of power, I mean, look at the hypocrisy in politics. That clown that resigned, the congressman last week, because he impregnated some woman, and yet he's all over the place with his foolish right-wing views on what to do with, I mean, whether it's foolish or not, the views, the fact that he was such a goddamn hypocrite, if you, I'm sorry, but that's,
yeah,
it really,
it's true.
I mean, it's just amazing how much of that stuff, and you hear those stories all the time about what goes on in Washington.
Well, that's what's so frustrating to me, is you talk about this being the tip of the iceberg, and there's so much more to it, and, you know, now there's going to be a spiral of all these people suing him, but it's just, we see this over and over again in all of these different sectors of life. You know, we're talking about, I think of, even though it was with, you know, young boys, I think of Joe Paterno, and how...
Oh. Right.
All of this terrible stuff was going on with these guys that are, you know, hugely respected, and people still respect him now because of, you know, his legendary football. Yeah, and he knew about the whole thing, and all of these people who know about all of this stuff, and they don't say anything, and they don't do anything, and then it comes out, and everyone...
But even more to the point of, where does the perversion come from? What gives you the idea that this stuff is okay?
I mean, where does the perversion come from in these people? But yeah, but what is with everyone else that we see as normal who doesn't stand up to it?
And even if we know, we laugh about Woody Allen, who's perhaps one of the premier surrogates of this kind of sickness.
Mm-hmm.
He's a perverted pig. And yet,
people
go to his movies
all the time. Yeah,
because he's an artist. I think sometimes artists get a pass for weird behavior, too. A lot of people go, well, he's eclectic. He's not. Well, no, he's ew.
He's a pig.
He's creepy and gross.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, as you draw all these conclusions and bring it together, I don't know that. Well, awareness maybe makes it better, because then in the face of all of this stuff, sometimes there's a, you know, the opposition or the pendulum swinging the other way gets to a point of, all right, so then
all I can say is I hope that you're right with the younger generation of men that are seeing this and seeing the reactions that they're tired
son,
of it just as much as women.
My son and his friends he has three or four friends, I don't have to name them, I've talked about them sometimes on the air, who are the up-and-coming new A-listers who are fed up with this. Many of them are starting their own production companies. They're doing work on their own. They're producing these low-budget shows that they want to be in, and once they've made enough money, once you've got 30 or 40 million bucks, you can start and attract other money. If you've got an idea for a show or a movie or something, you can, you know, put together enough of a piece to, you know, to make it work, and they go around. The problem with the system as it is right now is you need to have some company attached to you to distribute it. You can make the movie, you can put it all together, but then you got to go to somebody like Weinstein to get it produced.
But not so much anymore, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Look at all the distributions of Amazon and Netflix.
Yep,
and
right.
I mean, there are a lot of other outlets. It's great.
It's changing.
Yeah.
That whole culture is changing.
Right.
Because these people coming along, the Armie Hammers and the Channing Tatums and that group, that bunch, that are just, they're fed up with what goes on, and they want to change it. So, and there are a lot of women who are involved in this circle as well, who are working to change it. So I think that's the hopeful sign that comes out of it. Meanwhile, there's still a lot of crap around. 10 before the hour.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Let us now focus on technology, shall we? Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. The very intelligent Victoria Keelan is here with some of the research that she's pulled over the last 24 hours from the technology world, so you'll be impressed finding out about this new waterproof Kindle to begin with. And then Amazon is going to spoil life for parents. We'll figure out how that works right after this.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money. And it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass, guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist, while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
Right, let's get to this new waterproof Kindle. Why do we need... Are you going to be reading the Kindle out in the rain? Or when you go swimming? What do you need a waterproof Kindle for?
Well, first comes to mind bathtubs. Because if you're an avid reader, love reading in the bathtub, and a lot of readers can't put the book down, and they'll even risk getting their book soggy. So there is a new waterproof Kindle. It's called the Kindle Oasis, and it is you're not supposed to submerge it, but it can be submerged. You're not supposed to like swim underwater with it, basically.
Oh my God.
But the idea is that you can take it to the beach, the swimming pool, hang out in the bathtub, whatever you want. It can withstand immersion in up to 2 meters of fresh water for up to an hour, so don't take it in the ocean. But for up to an hour, that's pretty waterproof. The sobering news about it, though, is you will pay handsomely for this. If you are someone who really wants a waterproof Kindle, an 8-gig unit will cost you $250, which is a lot more than the $80 entry price for the regular Kindle. But this has been something everybody wants waterproof. The new Apple Watch is waterproof. I would imagine that the iPhone 10 that's coming out, that's definitely, it's not waterproof, but it's a lot more water resistant. So this is the next generation of everything needs to be waterproof. So it's like we're all living in that
Saran wrap.
Water World movie. Yeah, right. A 32 gig will be $280, and the 32 gig model comes with free cellular connectivity. So that's $350 if you want that, if you want the cell connectivity on your Kindle. But I think the whole point of reading a Kindle and escaping is getting away from your cell phone, in my opinion. So I don't think that that's something that's necessary. It's also, the Kindle Oasis is also an inch larger in the screen, so it gives you 30% more words on the screen. Yeah. So it's available for pre-order right now, and it's expected to ship by the end of the month, of course, just in time for
just
the holidays.
Just in time for Christmas. Hooray!
Yep. This
All
will
right,
be a big
Amazon,
one on Christmas list for sure.
And its relationship with parents. Let's see how this spreads out here, Victoria.
So Amazon says parents can now hand over the shopping keys to their kids if they're teenagers. It's the first time that teens will be able to independently log into Amazon and shop as long as their account is linked to their parents. So this is a brand new program. 4 kids in a family can use it if they're between the ages of 13 and 17, and they can buy anything they want on the Amazon app. The parents get a notification saying, little Johnny wants to buy X, Y, and Z. Do you approve? So the parents can individually approve each item.
They have to have the app, though. They can't just do it. They can't get a notice. Let's say they're on their laptop.
They'll get an email. Yeah, they'll get an email, or they'll get a text notification, however the parents choose to be notified. But they do have final say, so the kids can't just order whatever they want without the parents approving of it. So the parents can actually, if they approve, they can text back Y for yes or no for an N for no, and they can basically let their kid have a little bit of shopping power.
All right. Good thing we're out of time for that.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.